Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Makis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hey. If someone makes a bald spot on his head, and how did he make this bald spot? He tore his hair out, because Nebuch, he was grieving over someone who died, and he literally ripped the hair out of his head. The Pasuk says, Kapitel Yud Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, in Parshas Re'eh. Bonim atem l'shem alekechem, lo yisiz gaydedu. You shall not cut yourselves. V'loi sasimu karcha bein einechem l'meis. You should not make a bald spot between your eyes over the grief of a person who died. This person did do that. Hakoreach karcha v'roisha begins the Mishnah. Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey. He ripped a bald spot on his head by tearing out his hair. V'hamakif pa'as roishoi. What does the word makif mean? You know what a kafis are? To go round and around. This person rounded the edges of his head by cutting off his peis. The pasuk says, Lo yisakifu pa'as roishchem. You shall not round off the hedge of your scalp. In other words, there can't be a straight line from the hairline behind the ear to the hairline at the front of the head. And he did do that. He cut all the way around. V'hamakif pa'as roishchem. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, v'hamashchis pa'as zikana. He destroyed the edges of his beard. The pasuk says weiter, v'loisashchis eis pa'as zikanecha. Now, there are five edges of the beard. Machlok is exactly where, but basically the 5 points, the bottom of your chin, the bones on the side. And over there, you're not allowed to shave with a razor, where you're ripping out the roots. In regard to the Isser of Peis, the Torah doesn't say Sashchis. So even with a scissor, it's Asser. In regard to the beard, it's only with a razor. Now, technically speaking, if we knew exactly where these 5 points are on our face, you would be able to use a razor in between those points, although he would look very interesting. But as a practical matter, it's impossible, because we don't know the exact areas of these edges. So again, the Peis. And when we say peis, we're talking about on your head. How much hangs down? That's already a minig. We're talking about shaving your scalp. To remove the peis, even by plucking or with scissors, is aser. Regarding the beard, it's aser only with a razor. That's called giluach or hashchasa. That's why the Mishnah says, v'hamakif pas roisha. He went around and around even with a regular scissor. Or v'hamashchis pas zikonai. Or he shaved with a razor the edges of his beard. Or says the Mishnah Vayter, V'hasoydeit sirita achas alames. Sarat sirita achas, he made one cut out of tsar over someone who passed away. The Pasuk says, again, Parshas Kedoshim, Kapitel Yotes, Pasuk Chav Ches. It's always good to look up the Pasuk. V'seret lenefesh, a cut for a person who passed away. Loisitnu b'fsarche. You shouldn't place, in other words, you shouldn't cut into your flesh. So in all these cases, Chayiv, he's Chayiv Malkus. Again, ripping out a bald spot from between his eyes, shaving even without a razor around and around by his peyes, or shaving with a razor the points of his beard, and someone who cuts into his flesh, Al Hames. The ripping out his hair is also out of grief. Even though it says it in regard to Kehanim, but we learn from Gzeres Shava that it refers to everybody. Zokt de Mishnah Vayter. Sarat Sarita Achas al Chamisha Mason. This person made one cut, but he heard that 5 different people passed away, or it was bitzar over 5 different people who passed away, Rachman Otzlan. Oy Chamish Sritas, or he made 5 cuts al Mesechad, in his tsar for one person. The din is in both cases Chayev al Kal Achas v'Achas. He's Chayev for each of the 5. In other words, he gets Malkus 5 times, even though he was warned only once. And that's learned from the Pasuk. V'saret l'nefesh l'sitnu, says the Batanura, l'chayev al kol srita, v'srita al kol nefesh v'nefesh. Al ha'roish, for rounding the hair on his head, by cutting all the way around, a person can receive malchus twice, achas mikan v'achas mikan, one for cutting off the peya on one side, and one for cutting off the peya on the other side. Each is considered a separate lav. V'al ha'zakein, for destroying the edges of his beard with a razor. So here there can be a total of 5 malchus. Shtayim mikan, two edges on one side of his face, one below the ear where the cheekbone meets the jaw, the other where the jaw meets the chin, ushtayim mikan, two edges on the other side of the face, again, one below the ear where the cheekbone meets the jaw, and the other where the jaw meets the chin, v'achas milamata, and one at the bottom of the face, the chin itself. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer, Oymer Rabbi Eliezer says, in the Tali Kulika Achas, if he shaved his entire beard at once with a razor, destroying all five edges or corners or points at the same time, Ein Achayv Ela Echas, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's only Chayv once. It's equivalent to someone who would eat the amount of two zesim of forbidden fat with one warning. The same Achleikas would apply to the Payas as well. Tanakama says each one is a separate lav. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's one. Now the Mishnah clarifies what we have already spoken out, that for the beard, the ein chayev, he is not chayev at shi'atalenu bisar, unless he cuts it with a razor, because the Torah says sashchis. Even though we said before exactly where the 5 points are, there are different shitas. That was what the Batanura said. So therefore, we really can't use a razor anywhere on our face, because we don't know where exactly where it is. Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer says, even if you remove the hair with tweezers, either hitni, or with like a kind of a tool that's used to smooth wood, chayev is chayev. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone makes a bald spot on his head by tearing out his hair between the eyes over grief of someone who passed away, or someone who circles his head, cuts off the peis, it has nothing to do with grief. Stamaza, he does that. Or with a razor, he cuts off the corners of his beard. Or someone cuts into his flesh, again, when he's grieving over a mace. In all these cases, he would be chayev malchus. One cut for 5 mesim, or 5 cuts over 1 mace, would mean he's chayev for each one separately. According to the Tanakama, if he cuts around and around by his peis, he's chayev for each side. And for the beard, he's chayev for every point. He could be chayev 5 times. Rabbi Eliezer says, if he does it at once, he's only chayev 1 set of malchus. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that the beard is lav dafka with a razor, but it's even with a kind of a tweezer or what's called a plane, a tool that's used to smooth wood. You're also chayev, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer.